All right.
We are.
Ready? All right. Call this meeting to order. It's the Planning Commission meeting. It's May 13th, 2026, currently 6 p.m. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Dan Harris here.
Bradley Farrar here.
Stuart Ryan here.
Garth Hood and Lee Fralish are not present. They couldn't make it. All right, you guys have any conflicts of interest to disclose?
I have a conflict of interest on one of the items on the agenda, so I propose we table
Okay. Anyone else?
it.
No. All right, then we'll just start with item number one. The conditional use permit application for an accessory building larger than the given square footage at 1614 North Apple Valley Drive, AB 1334 T1. You want to come up and present it?
The applicant is here, and so is the engineer, but I think I could probably answer most of your questions. So, if you guys had a chance to look at this at all, when he first came to my office, I told him I was just meeting with him to humor him because it's a pretty big building. There's some interesting facts that go along with this, though. So, he's proposing a 15,000 square foot shop on his 2 acres over here. My instant thought was, of course, his neighbors are not going to be happy about that. But remember the loophole in our ordinance, he can build 4,000 square foot buildings. So he doesn't even need a conditional use permit for that. Right now, he can go over there and build 4,000 square foot buildings. This does not cover up 50% of his lot, so he could do that between his house. Not even close. He's not even close to covering up even close to half of his lot. So that was something to take into consideration. But the biggest deciding factor was he brought me a paper, and you should have in front of you, with signatures from his neighbors saying that they're okay with this. He brought me the first one, and he had it on a notebook with all the plans behind it and everything. One of the neighbors said he didn't want anything there at all, and I understood that, but I told him there's nothing I can do. He has 4,000 square feet. He felt that maybe people weren't informed on how big this actually was. So I went to the applicant and said, "Hey, I need you to do me something. I need you to get this form you already have, and I want you to put right on here. The building will be 250 feet long, 60 feet deep, 25 foot tall, 15,000 square foot, and get all those people to sign it again." So he did that. He got them all to sign it again and even got another signature on top of that. So I put that map for you guys so you guys can kind of see who said they're fine with it. The only people in this, in his immediate area, that you can see where I wrote no, they don't want it. And I've told the applicant if it's approved, and when he goes to pull his permit with the town, I'm going to request that he keeps it all the way in the back of the property and all the way to the east as far as he can to the existing building to keep it out of that person's line of sight since they didn't want it. I figured it's something we could do. I told him we would let him put it right up against the existing building, even though the setback wouldn't be there. And then I would not approve his final inspection or his CO until he had relocated that building. So then it was within the proper setback. He had no problem with that. So I don't want to spin it one way or the other, your guys' decision. Those are just some of the facts. Like I said, the key things are we tell him no, he's just going to go build 4,000 square foot buildings. So you're not going to get away from that square footage. He's allowed to do it. It's just going to cost him more money and not be exactly what he wants. So I'm kind of like, well, do we want to do that to him? Is there a reason? And then, like I said, with his neighbor signing that for me, that went a long ways. But it's not my decision. It's your guys' decision. But that's some of the things that weighed heavily with me. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Are they going to speak, or do we direct them to you, or how do you
You can
want to do it?
hit me if I don't know it. I'll drag him
Okay,
up here,
well,
but
this is where I'm at. So you've got 80% there are four by my calculations.
80% what? What do you say? I'm sorry.
You have 80% that are four, and
Okay.
one against.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So I believe, given the majority, that makes a majority.
Yep.
It is a conditional release, so I believe that if there's any change of usage, that it has to come back to us to reapprove it.
Yep.
The other thing, it's going to be right at the entrance of Apple Valley. It's going to be one of the first things you see as you're around the corner right there. So I would like to see the colors be subdued and desert, you know, something so they sort of blend in, they don't stand out.
What he has there now, it's an older house, and I know he had told me he plans on having the house match the building once he gets one project at a time, once the building's done. And he has two or three other little buildings there that he wants it to look nice. I mean, he said, he told me, he said, those are nice. So
you're going to put that kind of money.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he
once
said.
Once in a while, people pick out colors around here and sort of.
Well, he said he wants to get rid of the one building and the one building that's one building that was nice. He wants to keep that one, but he wants to make everything match and make it look nice. Like you said, I mean, this is going to be a $1 million building, was my guess, once he's setting down with sprinklers and all that stuff. So he definitely wants to make it look nice, and I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anything else?
You got any questions, Dan? Anything?
No. Okay. You guys have any questions, let me know.
No, I'm with the mayor. When I first seen it, I thought that's pretty huge. But once I see all the neighbors are good with it, my feeling is if the neighbors are good with it, I shouldn't have any issue with it. So if you guys got any other questions or comments, the applicant's here, but I'm good with it.
No, I'm fine with it.
All right, then I'll make a motion. I motion that we approve the conditional use permit application for an accessory building larger than the given square footage at 1614 North Apple Valley Drive, AV1334T1.
No second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. As far as item number two, Stuart Writing with the conflict of interest will have to abstain, so we don't have a full quorum. So I'll just make a motion that we table the application from Stuart Writing to remodel and replace an existing structure at 1456 North Mount Zion Drive.
Second that.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to the minutes of April 8th, 2026. I looked at them. They all look good. If you guys don't see any issues, well, you can make a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the draft minutes planning commission hearing and meetings 4/8/26.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.